What makes something gratuitous? See, a long time ago when I was 8 years old, I was sitting down with a bunch of homeschoolers and we were watching this movie called Twister. It's a great movie with Helen Hunt, Bill Paxton, Philip Seymour Hoffman. And as we were sitting down, there was this scene in the movie where Helen Hunt is taking a shower and one of the homeschooling kids, because we were in this Our Father Who Art in Heaven, Hail Mary Full of Grace Catholic group, suddenly says, "Why are they showing this? This is so gratuitous." And for some odd reason, I've been thinking about this scene and his statement for so many years. And I've been thinking about it, and this is what I came up with. It's not gratuitous. Here's the reason why. Here is Helen Hunt. All right, when she was a little kid in the movie, her father gets swept away by a twister, and she is doing everything she can right now as a scientist trying to figure out years later how twisters work to save lives so her father's death doesn't die in vain. Okay? And here's Bill Paxton, her ex-husband, who is there with her team, and he wants her to sign some divorce papers, and she is overwhelmed, she is stressed out, so where does she go? She goes to the shower during a time where her team is having a ball in the dinner table, and there she is, taking a break from the world as she holds her necklace in the shower, a necklace representing a gift that her ex-husband gave her, as she begins to think, what's next? So is the scene gratuitous? And the answer's no. But I've been thinking about it. Why did he say it's gratuitous? Why did this homeschooling Our Father Who Art in Heaven, Hail Mary Full of Grace, why did he have this statement? Why did he have this opinion? Probably that came and stemmed from his parents. And I think it's this. And I think this is the question that needs to be posed. Does he think it's gratuitous? Because does he have the assumption when a woman does something mundane like taking a shower that for some odd reason we as an audience is supposed to sexualize her? So the question that I think should be posed is not is the scene gratuitous, but why am I assuming that just because a woman takes a shower that she's supposed to be sexualized? Well, that was the intro. Well, hello, 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 my wonderful folk queens and folk kings. My name is Jonathan Garano, and welcome to another episode of Spill the Fa, a podcast where, you know, sometimes like today, I'm sitting down with y'all, and there's a lot on my mind, and I just want to splurge out to the world. Listen, right now, ladies and gentlemen, my boys and girls, my wonderful folk queens and folk kings, recently, my brother, who has a fantastic podcast, which you should check out, it's called Gaysian. He said to me, "Jonathan, I understand that you want to revamp your podcast, and I think you should just start all over. Start all over, right?" And I've been thinking about this because 2020 has been such a fucked up, disastrous year, especially for me because I got sued. I almost lost all my money because I started a business. A lot of stress, a lot of mentally draining things where my PTSD, my depression, my manic depression kicked in. And there were times where I thought to myself, am I going to kill myself? You know? And the thought process of, hey, 2020 is coming up. We should have a resolution and we should start all over. And I've been thinking about his statement and I respect him so much. Should I start all over? Should I begin a new project? And I think in some way, my entire life, every single Monday, I'm like, today is the day where I'm going to have a new series in mind. Today is the new day where I'm going to post a schedule which focuses on a new platform and a new journey for me. And I've been thinking about it. Every time I start something new, I don't know about you, but I have this like fucking dopamine kick and I have this edge and this running habit thinking to myself, hey, this is working. I feel so energized. I'm ready to go. It's this uptick. It's this graph, this up arrow. What if we revamp it a little bit? Maybe it's not starting new. I'm thinking about the illusion of starting over. What about just bunkering down and saying, you know what? This is tough. Something's not working. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to change, but I'm going to stick with it. So I'm going to stick with this podcast, y'all. I'm not going to start a new one because I've been thinking about that. I don't want a new dopamine kick. Listen, I don't like how some of the past episodes were. That's fine. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to revamp. I'm going to change. I'm going to pivot, and then I'm going to go. What does the change look like in this podcast? It's basically where I'm just having a conversation with people now that are guests instead of trying to figure out their journey and having those aha moments. Like, this is not a career podcast. This is not entrepreneur. And then when I'm sitting down with these new episodes where I'm talking to y'all by myself, just like what happened earlier, I want to pick one subject to suddenly break down that's on, like, in my thought process, kind of like a story time for 2 minutes with a theory that I have to hopefully engage you with a new subject, new question, new theory that many people wouldn't care about and for some odd reason make you care about it. Now, listen, I'm not saying that if you're in a relationship that if it's not going well, that you should just stick with it. Listen, I've been in a relationship for 6 years, and the last 2 years of that relationship, we should have disbanded and broke up a long time ago, right? I'm just saying that there are some things in life, instead of starting over, bucker down, figure out what's working, pivot a little bit, and then move forward. See, I have this great friend. Her name is Karen X Chang. Great individual. We've been working together since 2015. Love her. She decided on her Instagram when she had 5,000 followers to say, hey, listen, I want to be able to post videos that gets traction. And she started posting and it didn't work. She started doing sketch videos, special effects that just did not make any sense. But she stuck with it by taking what worked and doubling down, revamping, pivoting. Did she go, hey, I'm going to start all over with a new Instagram page? No. She just said, I'm here to change things up and move forward and be consistent with it. I have another friend, Morgan J, wonderful individual. Love him. He started live streaming on YouTube back in April of 2020, and he only got 2, 3, maybe 4, 5, 6 viewers. And then he realized that, hey, listen, when I do this one thing, which is singing, people enjoy it. Also, I don't think YouTube live streaming is for me. I'm going to jump into streaming on Twitch. And bing, bada, boom, now he has 1.3K followers and he gets around 50 to 100 average viewers. That's pretty freaking good. And it's just going to grow from there. And so I think for this new year, I mean, this is not an inspirational podcast. I don't know where I'm going with this, but fuck you guys. If there's a project that you're working on right now, think to yourself, what's working, what's not, and then bucker down, pivot, and make it happen, right? That's what I'm gonna do with this podcast. In the past episodes, I was like especially, I think the last 10 episodes, oh my, I brought people on and they're like great friends. And instead of having just a regular conversation about things that I was interested in, I did the typical entrepreneur, like, whoa, how did you get where you got today? What was your aha moment? Like, come on. How cliche is that? I'm tired of it. I want to go about it the way that I want to go about it, in a way that I find to be filling some curiosity on what people deem important. And what I think people find important is their emotional thought process on life, the relationships they have within themselves, and the relationships and how they view others. That is more fulfilling and more intriguing than tell me how you got where you got today, because it's the same old story. Preparation means opportunity over and over and over again. So yeah, that's the illusion of starting over. Yeah, granted, I need to rebrand a bit. I got to change my logo, right? Maybe do a new trailer for this podcast, but I'm thinking about it. As much as I love my brother, I'm gonna make sure that the content on this podcast is so much better than the past, but I'm not letting this go. I love the name Spill the Pho. It's time to stick with it, you know? Also, man, 2021, what does it even mean? Like, what is 2021, right? To me, 2021 is just like 2020. Nothing's changed. We're still in the COVID era. My depression is still on an all-time high. My PTSD is kicking in every single night because I'm having nightmares constantly about my past. What is this? This is therapy. You know what would be kind of cool? I want to do a section where I just bring a therapist on and then we just have a discussion for like an hour. And I kind of open up to the therapist about my life, and this individual decides to give me tips and exercises to make my life a little bit better. You know? I wanted this podcast to be a comedy episode, but I think it's just more fulfilling if I can just not have the pressure of trying to be funny or trying to bring up subjects and topics that are happening in the world to hopefully get you outside of your trials and tribulations of life and go, hey, you can laugh about this. No, it's just, I'm just going. I feel good. I drank some coffee. I'm on a hyper manic, upbeat situation right now. I'm taking vitamin D. The sun is out. Should I bike ride? Maybe the answer is yes. Maybe the answer is no. Who freaking knows? There's one thing that I'm kind of disappointed in right now. First off, I was thinking about streaming gaming. I think that'd be fascinating, but also sitting on a computer all day playing games can be a little depressing. But anyway, I have to read more. And so I've been buying a lot of books, but does that mean I'm reading? No. But there's this book that I'm reading. It's called Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. And this is something that I've been thinking about at least for the last month. And this is what I've been saying to others. And it's very, very, very simple, okay? And this is a philosophy that I think you should live by. It's basically this. You are what you call yourself and you are what you call others. Sorry, you are what you call yourself and you are what others call you. So listen, go in front of a mirror every single day. Get fucking naked. Take off your clothes. Take everything, look yourself in the mirror from toe to head. Like if you can't see yourself because it's one of those mirrors where basically you can only see your waist to your head, do a little jumpy jump. Maybe stand on a stool so you could see everything, all right? Or maybe have someone take a photo of you. Listen, as long as there's consent and you say, hey, take a photo, do it. And just look at yourself and say, wow, I'm beautiful. I have to do that more. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning and I look at myself in the mirror, I don't even want to look myself in the mirror and I look down. But I'm doing it more and more where I get naked and I look in the mirror and I jump up and down and I say, ooh, I like this. I like you. You are a fucking sexy man. So try it. And then I'm trying to surround myself with people who challenge me but also provide some positivity. Now, I don't want some comment that comes out of nowhere, as in you're amazing, you're wonderful, you're an inspiration. No. I find people that do critique me, that do challenge me, but at the same time, when I'm doing something good, specifically reach out to me and say, hey, Jonathan, you're dope because you gave a great compliment, and I see that you compliment others all the time, and that makes me happy. Something specific. I'm learning more and more because I have interns and I have people that work for me and even colleagues. The more that I am specific about my compliment, the more that they're able to actually take in that affirmation and not only make that seep through their system, but also then they begin to continue that great behavior over and over again and improve and become even more inspirational than they were the day before. Right? And it also showcases that you're actually paying attention to their work and what they do. It's not just an offhand, hey, you're great. It's great because. So I think that's something that you should try because it's been working for me and it's made my relationship stronger. Actually, it's also made how I view people and how I been working on my active listening skills. It's pretty fun, right? I mean, I've been doing this exercise, of course, for the last so many years, but it's been improving because I've been trying, and I think everyone should do this, trying to find the beauty in everything, but that doesn't mean that you should not challenge and critique things that irk you or give you the EBGBs or give you your body a little, you know, that spine tingling, la. No one, it's okay. to critique and challenge, but also have the mindset of, hey, wait a second. What is the beautiful thing about this? Okay? Which brings me to another topic that I've been thinking about too, actually, which is my brother posed this question. He said to me, and he said, is there a silver lining to everything? And I think there is a way to think about this, okay? I think there is not really a silver lining, but I want you to think I think saying there's a silver lining to everything is basically thinking that everything happens for a reason. And also in addition to this, you have this unrealistic optimism. Not everything is good. Not everything that happens to you is good. Not everything that happens to others is good, okay? I think thinking about a disastrous situation and saying, hey, I know this person died, or I understand that there was a horrible accident, what have you, that suddenly you should say, but wait, it was meant to be because here's the silver lining. Fuck you, okay? Instead, what I think is about having realistic optimism. Realistic optimism is understanding that there are bad things that happen. Of course, there are good things, but there are bad things and there are horrible things. There's disastrous things that happen in life. And realistic optimism is thinking to yourself, how do I react to this fucked up situation in a way where, one, it can be handled correctly, and two, not the outcome is positive, but the state of it all is peaceful, right? Like after the fight, after the problem solved, after everything, how do I create an era, right? An aura, you could say, of peace, like peace within yourself. And that's like the hardest thing to do. It's this reactionary thing that we have to fucking practice. And I struggle with this constantly, you know? I don't know. That's just how. For example, right? Last year, basically, I lost a bunch of clients, and sadly, I saw my bank account dropping, and I thought to myself, "How the fuck am I going to pay rent?" And I had to take a step back, and I thought to myself, "How the fuck am I going to react to this?" Of course, I cried. Of course, I brought blankets over my head. Of course, there are situations where I was in the corner and I thought to myself, oh fucking God, nothing's going to happen, right? But then the reaction that I have is, okay, Jonathan, what is something realistic that I can do? And I called my landlord and I was like, yo, dude, can't pay rent. And I called a few friends. I'm like, what should I do? And it's reacting to situations that can bring you some sense of peace, that can push you along to hopefully take that disastrous situation and go, I can overcome it. That doesn't fucking mean that you don't feel your fucking feelings. Cry, break down, you know, blame God for a second. I hate when people say everything will be all right, or it's always meant to be. Especially the saying it's always gonna get better. Listen, this is what I'm thinking now, especially in 2020. And I say this, to several people all the time now, it's this. I never know if it will get better. I don't know if your situation will ever get better. But what I do know is if that you react in a way where you're crying with some sort of purpose, where you're reaching out, where you're asking for help. Guess what? It's weird to say, but there will be people who will be there who have this thing inside of themselves to say, I want to help you. I want to be there for you. And they will be. But the action is I have to react in a way where I have to like fucking bunker down, humble yourself for a second and say, I need help. And I think that's difficult, right? Because you don't, well, for me, I don't want to be a victim of things. I don't want sympathy. But at the same time, I know that I can't get it done alone. So I have to react in a way where asking for help, knowing that it, like, I'm not asking for pity. But that feels like worse. Cry with purpose is basically what I'm saying. Back in 2020, again, like I got sued, right? And maybe we'll get down to that story soon. But if something that I didn't do, and I was breaking down, I'm stressing out, and I still have PTSD from it, and I have PTSD every day from it. And it led me to a point where I called people right away, and I told them my story and my situation. And luckily, you know, through my past, I have a reputation of doing good things. And I was surprised, not surprised. Yeah, I was surprised at how many people were willing to help me. Basically, what I needed was I needed character witness letters. And one friend, not only did she write a wonderful letter about who I was, my character, and why I was technically like a good person, so the judge can say, okay, through all this evidence of Jonathan's past and through everything that he's provided, he's actually being sued for the wrong reason, because it's not aligned with who he is as a person. So not only did this person write that letter, but she also sent me a basket full of items that would relax me in a bathtub, chocolate as well. And what I learned in that situation, as I received that letter and as I received that gift basket, and as I began to pour out my tears across the floor and as I began to wiping my eyes and I was like, fuck, I realized that when you cry with purpose, and if you are consistent with you, like your reputation follows you through time. And though you make mistakes or though bad things happen, if the people who you interact with on a day-to-day basis and they know and they get vibes from you that you're a good person, they will help you. So I repeat, I never know if it will get better, but I do know that if you reach out, there will be people who will be there and willing to help you. Cry with purpose. Cry with purpose. You know? And then when you have the opportunity, help others as well. Again, you can't help everyone. It's difficult sometimes. And so you're just like, yo, I can't help you right now. There's another thing that's been on my mind. So there's these TikToks, right? Where, not TikToks, but basically these statements. And they go like this. They're like, hey, boo-boo, get those toxic people out of your life. If you want to be successful, get those people out of your life. I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know why I said, hey, boo-boo. There's other times where people just say straight up with a very spoken word poem where they say, times are changing. Or you need to understand that if you want change in your life, you need to get those toxic people out of your life. Right? And it gets millions of views, and then it gets comments where people are saying, yes, I need to get these toxic people out of my life. And you know what I've been thinking about? Because I've been in this situation too. I think we have to ask ourselves more often, are we the toxic person in our group? Do we have to check ourselves more? And it's been hurting me. It's been hurting me because I've been thinking of past relationships that I've had, and I've been thinking to myself, fuck, was I the toxic one? Was I the toxic one? Oh shit, I was the toxic one. And so many times I wish I could email these people or text these people and say I've changed. Let me tell you a story. When I graduated college, one of the first jobs, well, I got fired from 13 jobs. But one of the jobs that I had, I worked for this company where it was an inside sales job. And sadly, I was there, and an inside sales job, they pay you off commission and you get fired if you don't hit a certain quota. And there was this woman, her name is Mary S. Mary S. Won't give the last name. Great mentor. This woman in her late 40s, she saw something in me and she wanted to mentor me. And I could never hit quota. And this was the month where if I didn't hit quota, I would get fired. And I appreciated her. And it was someone that I never wanted to let down. And I was young. So that's not an excuse, but this is what I did. During the inside sale calls on the last day, I called customers and I said, hey, listen, I will pay. That's right. I will pay for the service. I'm trying to hit quota. I'll give you the service for free. Here is my credit card number. Go use it. And I did that with four people. And I spent, I think, over $800 that day just so that way I could hit quota. And that business practice, not so good. I was happy. The numbers were there. She came in. She was super happy for me. We gave a high five. And then I saw it. I saw one of the managers go up and start talking to her. And I was like, fuck my life. God, I still remember this day. It's around 5:15. I'm packing up all my things because I know I'm about to get fired. And I get called in the office. And I get there and she's with HR and she's sitting down and she looks at me and I could still, like, here's a woman, Mary S. We would have hour-long conversations every few days about my career path, how she wants to help me, what I'm doing wrong, like really believed in me. There was even one point where I didn't get the job and she gave me a second chance to be part of the team. And I remember looking at her green eyes and she looked at me and she said, Jonathan, did you fake your sales today? Is this true? And I looked her straight in her green eyes and I said, I did not fake it. I did it all on my own. And then I left. I can't believe I lied to her. I packed up my things. And I ran home as fast as I could and applied to a new job, which I got. But the next few days, one of the managers gave me a call and said, never come back in. And I said, yes, that makes sense. I am sorry. And every single year since that day, I've been thinking about her. And I've been thinking about that situation. In that situation, I was the toxic person. I was the one that fucked up. And not only that did I fuck up, I lied in front of her face and her beautiful green eyes. A woman who was there for me all the time. And recently, you know, I said to myself, when I'm successful, I'm definitely going to email her and apologize and say that I've changed. But last year, after getting COVID and so many things, I just said, I'm just going to email her this long message of where I was at the moment and that I have no excuses and I am so sorry. And I had to find her because I went through LinkedIn and then I found her website and I found her email. And I think the first message is, hey, Mary, hello. My name is Jonathan, and I don't know if you remember me, but back in so many years ago, you mentored me at this company called LoopNet, and I failed you. Not because of the quota, but because I failed you because I lied to you. And I thought I would never get a response. And then a month later, in I think October of 2020, or maybe this was the summer, I forget when I sent this email. I know what happened last year. Hey guys, time, you know? I don't even know what day it is. COVID, everything, it's all the same, right? She says, Jonathan, a lot of things have happened since then. You have to learn to forgive yourself. Holy shit. Learn to forgive yourself. You know? I think that's the situation here is you make mistakes. People make mistakes in life. And you can't, you cannot expect everyone to respond. You cannot expect everyone to forgive you. But I got so fortunate and lucky for this woman to say, who I lied straight up into her face to say, you need to forgive yourself. You can only change for yourself, right? You can only improve. For example, I have this father who I despise, who abused me when I was little, abused my mother, cheated on my mother, hurt my little brothers and sisters. And I could tell through the emails that he sends once in a while, they're very hurtful and he's always asking forgiveness. But in addition to that, he says a lot of mean things. And he expects his kids and myself to not only forgive him, but spend time with him and then suddenly start a relationship with him. And no, I'm not going to do that. I told him, hey, listen, you cannot expect me to have a relationship with you. And I said to him, there are so many people, here's an example. There are so many people in my life that I've made mistakes with and they never want to talk to me again. It fucking happens. People don't want to talk to me. I fucked up. All you can do is do your best from actions forward to be better. You cannot expect people to forgive you. You cannot expect people to want to start a relationship with you. All you can do is change for the better for the future. And you have to be okay with yourself that, hey, listen, fucked up. If this person hates me, this person hates me. And so be it. It makes sense. I don't have to fucking explain myself. But that's what I'm working on right now. I always feel like I have to explain myself. So I always think it's going to haunt me in the future. I'm going to make it in life, and then suddenly out of nowhere, a tweet that I've made, a text that I made, a situation, a person that I burnt, a person that I hurt is going to come out of nowhere and be like, Jonathan, you fucked up, and then my career is going to be over. But hey, all you can do is make changes for the future and pray to God that what you did in the past wasn't so detrimental to your life or your career, and you can learn to forgive yourself. And that is the hardest thing that I'm fucking struggling with is two things. One, knowing that our situations in life where I was the toxic one, and two, learning to forgive myself. Don't worry, I forgive my father. I said, listen, I forgive you, but I don't want to start a relationship with you. I said, yo, dad, you learn to forgive yourself, okay? Learn to love yourself. And with your future kids and future people that you have with, just treat them better how you treated me, basically. I don't know. Remember, this spill the fuzz is just where I'm just fucking going with my thought process and the things that are in my heart in hopes that, I don't know what the fuck, just this, basically this podcast is for me. I'm just, man. I understand that today is not really one of those ha-ha moments, but, you know, just thinking. I want to be able to forgive myself. There's so many situations in life in the past where I've been the toxic one and it sucks. But hey, all I can try to do is this day forward be better than I was yesterday and send a text message, send a letter, and sometimes it's not even needed. Well, those are the things that are on my mind. I appreciate you. You know, guys, this is the podcast. We have really cool episodes coming up with great people who I've had conversations with, and hopefully you do enjoy them. I want to thank you again for listening. Hey, listen, since this is the last episode, at the end of the episode for this one, you know, if you enjoy these podcasts, these random moments where I just spill everything, go ahead and go on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. It really helps out the show. You can also check out the highlights at Instagram.com/spillthefub. But hey, listen, you know, I care about what you have to say, so DM me. My Instagram is down below. It's Instagram.com/JonathanGarano. And I want to do a podcast where basically I take all your questions and all your thoughts and just go over them. Thank you again for listening. This is Spill the Pho. Have a wonderful day. Till next time.